Well, the ideal weather conditions of last week are a prime example of showing just how many acres producers can plant when given the right conditions. Brad Rippey from the USDA says we put a lot of corn in the ground over the last week.
We saw 15% of the U.S. corn planted for the week ending May 25th, and that brings the overall total to 88%, equal to the five-year average, 4 points ahead of what we saw by May 25th, 2013.
And Rippey says a lot of that corn was planted right here in the upper Midwest.
Half of the corn was planted in 1 week in North Dakota to bring overall progress to 67%. About a third, 31%, was planted during the week in Wisconsin, 67% planted overall. And we saw also substantial progress in Minnesota, 28% planted to reach 81% overall, and Michigan, 24% planted for corn during the week to reach 53%.
And the same can be said of our soybean crop, with a lot going into the ground last week and now up to 59% planted. And again, the big increase right here in the upper Midwest.
Particularly Iowa, 40% of the soybeans in Iowa were planted for the week ending May 25th. That doubled the progress to 80% planted overall. South Dakota doubling its progress, like Iowa, going from 32 to 64%. And Wisconsin jumping from 8% a week ago to 31%.
Now, despite the good news on the planting season, some producers still do have to put their crops in the ground, and that'll make the second straight year we've gotten the crop in late. And that does bring a little bit of concern to crops and soils agents like Kevin Jarek.
Last year, we had 2 weeks of really warm weather that helped us accumulate growing degree days to finish off the maturity in our corn and soybeans. Unfortunately, we're already behind in growing degree units this year so far. So the fact that we're putting crop in the ground right now suggests we really need to have a later than expected frost date to be okay long term.
Well, we're getting closer to pulling the trigger on that first cutting of alfalfa. We have more peak sticks and scissor clip results, and checking out the figures out of Clark County, we generally range from a low of 190 relative feed quality to a high of 250. The height of the crop anywhere from 15 to about 24 inches. And again, the relative feed value is changing fast with the warmer weather. Well, the markets came back, and certainly we're in a bullish mood on the dairy scene, with butter picking up 7 cents to 225 a pound, barrels up a penny and a quarter to 203 and one quarter of a cent, and the blocks at 202. Class 3 prices very strong. May, 22.57. June up 72 to 21.70. July up 74 to 21.30. And your September Class 3 up 39 to 20.70. As far as where we stand on the Board of Trade, lower prices. July corn drops back to 469 and three quarters of a cent per bushel. September declines to 466 and one half cent. Beans down substantially. July off 26 and three quarters at 1490 a bushel. September down to 1292 and one half cent per bushel. And July wheat off 11 and a half at 640 and three quarters of a cent per bushel. Livestock, the fed cattle market, choice beef steers and heifers top at 145, Holstein steers 112 to 129, slaughter cows, cutter and utilities 90 to 109, most of slaughter cows 77 to 89, slaughter bulls 99 to 120, with replacement bull calves from 225 to 330, heifer calves 150 to 250, barrels and gilts top at 85, feeder lambs to 175, and market lambs 155 and down. And that is your agricultural update. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU.